This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update for September 15th, 2021. These are the seven or eight stories we're following this morning, an interesting day in the news. First, Gavin Newsom, the California governor, handily wins his recall election. If you're a Democrat, you were voting for him to win his recall. If you're a Republican, you're probably voting for him not to. In any event, he won handily in a very blue state. With about 64% of the vote. So voted no against the recall. Second, Apple, the behemoth that keeps on winning, released or debuted new phones yesterday, the iPhone 13. They basically said it's got incremental improvements, some battery life improvements. They also improved the speed and the memory chips on that and the iPads and the iPad mini. They also made improvements too. Basically, faster chips, better battery, a little bit of other improvements. People are calling them incremental improvements. People do know I upgraded my iPhone this past year. The battery life is dramatically better than a couple of years ago. Anybody that's updated in the last year or so probably realizes that. But that's what Apple did. They've got to keep this machine going. They sold 239 phones this year, 239 million phones this year. That drives so much of their other business. They've got to keep this phone machine going and stay front and center. It's a fascinating notion on business of constant improvement. And it's really so many fascinating stories in the Apple debut more than the phones themselves. Third, COVID hospitalizations have dropped dramatically. They're down to 82,000. This is a large drop. It's the first time we've seen it down in the 80,000 range in a long time. Deaths have averaged 1,888 over the last week, so that's still very high. And new cases are still averaging 152,000 a day over the last 7 days. The fourth story following, inflation is still running at 5.3% year over year. There were big reports the consumer price index was not nearly as hot in August as in June or July. That was viewed as more of a sign that inflation might not be as bad as expected. But the year over year number is still very, very high. This story we're following today is the 10-year Treasury yield is opening around 1.27, and the equity index are mixed, largely flat to slightly down. They've had a six-day losing streak, first six-day losing streak in a long time, down 1% to 2% in the last week or so. The next story we're following is that of the World Health Organization. It sort of lambasted the United States, the United Kingdom, for pushing boosters when a huge percentage of the rest of the world has not been vaccinated. This does not mean boosters aren't needed, just that they'd rather see more distribution to the rest of the world. Everybody could have their own opinion on that. I won't judge. But it's clear from the science that we do need boosters as well as we need vaccines for the rest of the world. A couple of other things we're following today. Thrilled yesterday to record for Becker's Healthcare for the Healthcare IT and Virtual Revenue Cycle Summit. Just great guest. Moffitt Cancer Center, Allina Health, Care Credit, Northeast Texas Health System, Common Spirit, just a whole range of great, great guests yesterday. Banner Health as well. What a pleasure to record. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Update. For more COVID information, visit Becker's Healthcare. If you have a suggestion for a guest for the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, please reach Scott Becker. Thank you very much.